Abortion, a massive issue in Northern Ireland. It's something we've covered extensively on this programme. Should our laws be changed to permit terminations in cases of fetal abnormality and rape? Or, as some people think, should the laws here be made stricter? Well, the newly appointed Health Minister, Jim Wells, opposes abortion for rape victims. Here's what he told Linda McCauley 2 years ago when she was standing in for me.
Now, I have to say, that is a tragic and difficult situation. But should the ultimate victim of that terrible act, which is the unborn child, who, should he or she also be punished for what has happened by having their life terminated? No, there are...
So it's okay for someone who has, a woman who's been raped, to have to travel for an abortion to another country, to cross the water?
That is a dreadfully difficult situation. And the woman concerned has to be given the full support of society.
But not in Northern Ireland, no support here.
In Northern Ireland, Linda, there are hundreds of married couples who would love to adopt children, a baby, and who could give support in that situation. So a termination of a pregnancy shouldn't be the first option in that situation. The child should be allowed to be born, and if the mother, for very good reasons, believes that she doesn't want to keep the child, well, then there are parents throughout Northern Ireland who would love the opportunity to adopt that child.
So she should go through 9 months of pregnancy, having been raped, give birth to that baby, and then hand it over to someone else. That's quite acceptable.
And Linda, that is a terribly difficult...
But is that acceptable to you?
But the other option...
But is that acceptable to you?
The other option, Linda...
But is that acceptable to... But is that acceptable...
Linda, the other option is that you kill the child who's a totally innocent victim in this terrible set of circumstances. And I believe that a woman in that circumstances should be given the option of having the child and either keeping the child or more likely to have the child adopted.
So it is acceptable to you that a woman should go through that 9 months, go through a birth?
Yes. I believe that the option of killing the unborn child is one that should not be considered in that situation.
Well, we've been discussing on this programme over recent days whether women who have been raped should have the right to an abortion in Northern Ireland. And when we were doing so, we were contacted by a listener who heard the radio. He says his mother was raped and he is the outcome of that rape. Now, for the purposes of this interview, we've called him David and we've used an actor's voice to protect his identity. But these are his words, and David began by telling me why he got in touch.
I was listening to your programme, which I do quite often, and during the debate on abortion, there was a lady on saying, you know, women have the right to their own body and be able to get rid of an unwanted child. And they were talking about in the case of rape, and I'm a child of a rape victim. My mother was raped, and I'm the outcome of that. But... That was like 47 years ago, and my mother decided to keep me. I mean, there was never any thought in her head all them years ago that she would ever get rid of me.
She's obviously told you about it and talked with you about her decision. Did she waver at all at the time?
No. It took a long time for me and my mother and I to have the conversation, because I assumed that the man I knew as my father was actually my father, and it was like I was in my 20s before I found out that wasn't the case.
So you grew up being told your stepfather was your real dad, and he wasn't.
That's right. My father never... My stepfather is my father. You know, that's the way I look at it. He couldn't have been any better a father. There was never a difference between myself and my brothers or sisters. No difference at all. He loved me as any father would love a child.
You say that you have a sense of guilt because you're the result of a crime. What do you mean?
It's hard to explain. You feel as if you shouldn't be... You're the outcome of a crime. You're the consequences of a criminal act, and a really, you know, a heinous act. Something as an adult now that actually disgusts me. How anybody can violate a woman, it's just terrible.
And what impact does that have on you, how you view yourself?
Well, I don't really know. I don't think I look upon myself, you know. I'm not putting myself down. I've never struggled with... I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
You say you feel guilty. How does that guilt manifest itself? You just feel it.
Yeah, I just feel it. I don't let it put me down, you know. I move on with my life.
Do you know who raped your mum?
No.
Do you want to know?
At a time, yes, I did. There was a time where I did want to know. And I had thoughts of what I would do to that person if I found out.
What did you want to do?
Probably be better not saying. I think I would have done, you know, I think I would have beaten him to death, maybe. I'm very protective of my mother, but that, I think that, you know, the anger anyone would feel, you know, how anybody could do that to a woman.
How old was she when it happened to her?
About 17.
And it had a long-lasting effect on her when you're abused like that.
My mother is from a generation where you just get on with things, you know. In the family she came from, I suppose at the time, you have to understand that this was 1960s Northern Ireland and my mother lived at home. But whenever that happened, my grandfather looked after her. I was brought into the world and my grandfather thought the world of me. My aunts and uncles, they all were very protective of my mother.
I'm just sitting here thinking, the reality for you is that you are the son of a woman who has been raped, but you're also the son of a rapist.
You sort of wonder how, you know, how anybody, whoever that person was, whatever they did, whatever was in them to do that, you know, the way people grow up, you know, like father, like son. Like, I'm married, I've three children, I've...
Have you told your kids?
No way.
Why not? Your mum told you.
Maybe I'm ashamed. Maybe it's shame. Not shame on the mother's behalf. Maybe shame on my behalf. I mean, I feel that my mother is the most wonderful woman in the world.
And so it's clear then that you would support the new health minister's position, Jim Wells's position. It's clear that you would support what he is saying, that abortion should not be available to women who have been raped.
I do, yeah. But who am I to say? What I'm saying, this here is personal to me, that's all. I think I just want people to stop and think. It's not black and white, Stephen. It's not, a lady that's been raped and is carrying a child, all I want them to do is to stop and think a child could grow up to be a loving son.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much for talking to me this morning. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Stephen. Thank you.